treat painful minor cuts and burns, cold sores, fever blisters, scratches with Campholphonique Quick. It contains a mild surface anesthetic to relieve pain, also combats infection. Buy Campholphonique, famous liquid antiseptic dressing at druggists. Use as directed. Campholphonique, spelled CampholPhenique. Campholphonique.
From Hollywood, we present Bride and Groom. With your master of ceremonies, John Nelson.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon. The romance that we'll hear today on our bride and groom wedding party at the Chapman Park Hotel in Filmland is one that began with a bang, literally. For it all started at a school playground where a young lady was daintily swinging and minding her own business when a fresh young man grabbed her feet and gave her a yank to make her go higher. Instead, she fell out of the swing and landed on the very hard ground and was quite surprised. Despite this shocking introduction, the boy and the girl became friends, and now, after we've heard their story, they'll become man and wife out in the chapel under the trees. First, though, a few words from Jack McElroy.
Every day, more and more people are learning the truth about dandruff, are discovering that to get real relief from the most common kind of dandruff, they must destroy the germ called Pityrosporum ovale, which many outstanding authorities say is its cause. You see, merely washing or brushing away loose dandruff has no effect whatsoever on this germ. But one thing that does work is double dandrine. Or double dandrine gets at the cause and destroys it, actually kills this germ on contact. Even in severe cases, results with double dandrine have been amazing. And the reason for double dandrine's astonishing effectiveness is this. It contains a special ingredient, an active antiseptic so remarkably efficient, many hospitals use it. In double dandrine, we call it Alzan. So stop trying to combat this dandruff with ineffective methods that actually are no better than plain water. They can't compare with double dandrine, or double dandrine destroys the cause. Now remember, if you're not completely satisfied, return the empty bottle and you'll get your money back. Get double dandrine today.
Here's to the bride and groom on their joyous wedding day. Let's toast the lucky pair, shout them on their way. We wish them every happiness today.
Ah, what a cute young couple. Miss Helen Dugan is our bride. Her groom is Mr. Edward Lawrence. You're a very lovely young bride.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't thank me. I hadn't anything to do with it. And besides, he picked you out, didn't you, Edward?
Well, sure I did.
That's great. Helen, I understand you used to work in a baby shop, pink and blue baby shop?
Yes, I did.
Is that right? You've given that up, though, now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You suppose she may have carried some of the ideas home with her?
Well, maybe. I hope so.
Oh, fine. Well, let's get acquainted a little bit, Helen. I see you're a little bit nervous. Is this right for the train, for the pictures? Oh, all right. We want it in some of our pictures. Tell me a little bit about you, Helen, where you were born and how old you are and how many in your family and all that sort of thing.
Well, I was born in Indianapolis, Indiana, and my folks later on moved to Detroit, and that's where I met Ed, and I'm 18.
Mm-hmm. And when did you come to California?
Well, I've been here quite a few times, but I came here December the 24th this year.
To do what?
Well, he was here.
It's a silly question, the silliest question I've ever had. I didn't realize that. I didn't know he was here. Is your family here today?
Yes, they are.
Oh, I'm so glad. How many in your family?
Five.
Mother, father?
And my two sisters. And myself.
You can count today. I'm surprised. Are your two sisters married?
Yes.
Both of them are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does your family think of losing the last daughter, their only child left?
Well, I haven't said too much.
Well, that's a good way to keep them. Don't let them say too much after you're married, either. Save a lot of trouble. Edward, you, I see, are in the Coast Guard.
Yes, I'm in the Coast Guard.
Tell me about you.
Well, I enlisted in the Coast Guard in August of 45, just after the war was over.
Mm-hmm. Where were you born?
In Detroit, Michigan.
I see. And you lived there most of your life?
All my life.
Mm-hmm. You out here on duty?
Well, I'm going to Coast Guard Air Station. That's training for aviation readyman at the present time.
I see. And where is that?
San Diego.
So will you keep your bride out here on the West Coast?
Well, until I get transferred.
And then you'll take her with you?
Of course.
Very simple. That's good. Are you going to stay in the Coast Guard?
Well, that all depends. I haven't decided.
You haven't made up your mind?
That's right.
I'll tell you something, Edward, confidentially. You'll have a little help in making up your mind just after about 5 minutes have gone by. How many in your family, Edward?
Four, plus my mother and father, six.
Are they boys or girls?
Well, there are two girls and two boys.
There are two boys and two girls.
Well, I'm a boy.
Yeah. If I'd known there were going to be days like this, I don't think I'd have started. Of course. Well, I didn't mean it in that sense, but I thought you said two brothers and two sisters, but
no.
You didn't. You said two boys. Well, I think that sort of pictures it. How tall are you, honey? You're very tiny.
5 foot two and a half.
And a half.
Well, that adds up.
It all adds up. And how much do you weigh?
Almost 100.
Mm-hmm. You have very lovely brown hair. And what are your eyes, hazel?
Almost green.
Mm-hmm. Do they get green when she gets mad?
Yeah, I sure do.
Well, you two have a very cute love story that began back a long time. And it's a very wonderful story. And we'd like to hear just a little bit about it, how it all started and all, before you go out to the chapel, where the story doesn't end, but sort of takes a new turn. So who should tell me about the beginning?
Well, she can do it better than I can.
It's not so unusual as you'd think, when it comes to talking. Well, Helen, go ahead. Picture it for us.
Well, we met at quite an early age, and, well, I was on the school ground.
How many years ago would you say this was? I mean, roughly 5, 10, 15?
About 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. This was at school? You were in high school?
Yes. And I was swinging on the swings with my girlfriend, and, well, that's where he came in, and that's where I went out.
Well, let's explain that. I read a little something about it. I don't know what happened.
Well, I was swinging on the swings, and he came up behind me and started pulling my legs to make me go higher. And I came out of the swing, and
yes,
I went out.
Mm-hmm. Did you hurt yourself?
Well, my knees were pretty banged up.
Mm-hmm. Were you mad at him?
Well, I guess I was.
Well, did you know Edward before that, or was that the first meeting?
Well, that wasn't exactly the first meeting. I met him quite a few times before.
You mean it's around school?
Yes, I'd seen him on a playground.
That was the first contact you'd had with him?
Yes, you might say.
Yes, you might say. Well, what happened? Did you apologize, Edward?
Yes, I apologized the next day.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you two then become friends, or how long did it take you to get to a point where...
Well, he asked me to go out, to go on a date with him, and then he took me to church.
Wait, you mean he asked you for a date, and then he took you to church?
Yes, the date was to go to church.
I see. Well, did that make you happy?
Yes, it did.
What did you do? Do that to please your family? Try to make an impression?
Oh, just economical.
Why didn't I think of things like that when I was going? That's very cute. Well, then, Helen, did your parents like that idea, or did you like it? I mean, he was saving money, but how about you?
Well, I liked it very much because it was very close to Easter, and it was on Palm Sunday, I do believe. And, of course, my family were quite pleased over the fact that most boys were interested in holding hands in the movie, and he asked to take me to church.
Yes, well, a couple of young people, I know what you mean. Well, then, when did you two get together again? When was your second date?
Well, I think it was the next Sunday we went to the show, and we held hands.
That's a swift change of pace. Well, this was a long time ago, long before you two were at the age of being married. But I'd like to know, how long did you go together, sort of, you know, boy and girl style?
Well, boy and girl style, I guess we went together about 3 years.
Before it got to be a little more than that. Mm-hmm. Tell me, when did Edward first try to kiss you?
After we came home from church.
Well, at least he waited until they got home. Helen, did Edward make the grade?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Too young to be serious. Well, anyway, then you say a couple of years ago, things sort of took a change for the better or worse. Which?
Well, he was in the service by that time, and I hadn't seen him for almost a year. And I was in Indianapolis at the time at my grandmother's house.
Had you corresponded?
Oh, yes. Yeah. All the time.
Uh-huh.
And then he asked me when he came to see me at Christmas time at my grandmother's house.
You mean you were separated a whole year, and on your first get-together, he proposed to you?
Mm-hmm.
At grandmother's house on Christmas? Where were you, on the Davenport?
On the front porch.
Same thing. Well, let all proposals take place in the parlor, on the Davenport, on the porch, on a swing, or parked in a car someplace. Isn't that about right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, now, did you have your arm around her, Edmund?
Yes.
Oh, well, naturally. And do you remember what you said, how you said it?
Well, I just asked her if she'd marry me.
Oh, come on now. You know better than that. Nobody that I've ever met was calm enough to say it directly. I mean, you went around the block. Tell me, how did you say it, if you don't mind? You don't have to tell us, of course, but we'd sure like to know.
Well, I told her I'd come all the way out to Indianapolis for a purpose, and the purpose was to ask her if she'd marry me.
And,
Oh, I said yes.
Right away. Well, we aren't going to hold you up another minute. We have for the bride her beautiful bouquet designed to match a lovely costume by Mr. John Patrick Burke, our famous floral artist of Beverly Hills. It's a beauty, too. It's a shower arrangement of red roses with a cluster of miniature calla lilies tied with white satin ribbon. The removable corsage is of one large purple orchid. The maid of honor's bouquet is an arm arrangement of pink gladiola blossoms and lavender sweet peas tied with lavender satin ribbon. The bridesmaid bouquet is also an arm arrangement of yellow ranunculus and blue delphinium tied with light blue satin ribbon. And like all of Mr. Burke's bouquets, it's very lovely. You are?
Mrs. Tesaro.
Mrs.?
Yes, sir.
How long have you married?
Be a year in June.
Uh-huh. Did you encourage these two?
Yes, I did.
Gosh, I didn't think they needed any encouragement from the way that story went. You are?
Mrs. Reynolds.
Mrs. Reynolds?
Yes.
How long have you married?
4 years, the 10th of this month.
Oh, you're a veteran. Did you encourage them?
I did.
Everybody encouraged them. Nobody leave them alone. You, sir?
Mr. Tesaro.
Oh, you're married to the girl over there.
That's right.
Yes, and you still think it's a good idea for Heather?
Very good idea, sir.
Fine. You've been married how long?
1 year.
I see. And you, sir, are?
Dale Howard.
Are you married, Dale?
No, I'm not.
Well, you wouldn't know, would you?
No.
Let's see, you're a Marine PFC.
That's right.
I see. Well, we're very happy to have two young gentlemen here. Like that. And we have for the best man the bride's wedding ring, selected as always from Brock and Company of Beverly Hills in Los Angeles. One of the great names in jewelry. And this it is. A lovely diamond band. Slip that in your pocket, sir. Now, young lady, do you have on something old?
Yes, sir.
And new?
Mm-hmm.
And borrowed?
Yes.
And blue?
Yes.
Somebody tipped her off. Cleaning your shoe?
Uh-huh.
And the name of your love song?
Closest Pages in a Book.
Oh, that's a lovely song. Now, as our bride and groom and the wedding party go down the aisle, out through the lovely gardens of the Chapman Park Hotel to the Old World Chapel where their clergyman waits, Jack McElroy sings their love song, Close as Pages in a Book.
We'll be close as pages in a book, my love and I. So close we can share a single look, share every sigh, so close that before I hear your laugh, my laugh breaks through. And when a tear starts to appear, my eyes grow misty too. Our dreams won't come tumbling to the ground. We'll hold them fast, darling, as the strongest book is bound. We're bound to love.
Song. A beautiful suitable songs for as attractive young bride as I've seen. And our bride and her gown and her attendants will be described today. We're very pleased to have her here. The famous fashion director for Samuel Goldwyn Studios, Miss Helen Allen. Miss Allen, we're very pleased to see you here and to do the job. I'll hold the microphone if you want to describe.
Okay, fine, John. Well, I think all brides are supposed to be beautiful, but I think our one today was even more beautiful than
she had
ever.
That freshness, that youthful
child. Beautiful chestnut brown hair and very sparkling eyes, a very sweet child. And her dress was a celestial slipper white satin that had the famous sweetheart neckline, and the sleeves were long and ending in points at the wrists. There was also a festoon embroidery of braid that went around the neckline and down to the low bodice. The skirt was very full and gathered at the low hip line, and it ended in a 3-yard fan-shaped train. Her veil was the always flattering illusion veil with a face veil, and it was held with a tire of pearled orange blossoms. And those with the beautiful deep red roses in her